This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rays Radio Network proudly presents This Week in Rays Baseball. Here's your host, Neil Solons.
If you ask people why the Rays have been so successful over the past 15-plus years, collaboration and cooperation jump right to the top. And that's what you'll also see in this podcast. Rays pitching continues to be among the best in the game, and we're about to take you behind the scenes to show you why. The collaboration and cooperation for this show come from a number of people, starting with pitching coach Kyle Snyder, plus pitchers Tyler Glasnow, Shane McClanahan, and Drew Rasmussen, and maybe most important, the work of Jacob Lovelace, Caitlin Young, and Creative Services. Kyle became the pitching coach of the Rays in 2018, and since that point, aside from the lockout and pandemic, he's traveled throughout the offseason to see his pitchers in person. Whether it's Seattle, Washington, or Alvin, Texas, or Charlotte, North Carolina, Snyder has made time to play catch, watch a bullpen session, or just break bread. And I can tell you, this is not common practice in the game, and an important story to tell. So Kyle agreed to take some video and photos of his trips, and for a local session, Caitlin mic'd him up on his ride to Tropicana Field and asked the important questions. Plus, Tyler, Shane, and Drew shed some light on what these visits mean. First, let's begin with how these trips came about.
All right, off we go. In 2018, the first year on the job, that off season, I consulted with, quite a few coaches that I'd had over the course of my playing career, even other mentors outside the game, and just kind of talked about the best way to approach it going into my first spring training. And, back then it was how was I going to make it as personal as I could prior to kind of getting to know these players, once spring training started. And the majority of the answers that I got were phone calls, not text messages, and go visit them. And it made a lot of sense to me. And I feel like, the development of, interpersonal skills, are important. If you give yourself the opportunity, like in almost any other circumstance, to continue to build on that, you get better at developing relationships. And I feel like one of the best ways, to really earn respect is to get to know these players as people off the field, get to know their spouses, get to know, their families, and make the sacrifice, And that means leaving my family to go see them in the winter and kind of establish new relationships with new players. I got a chance to go eat breakfast with Zach Eflin a few weeks ago. Just to kind of lay some things out and kind of, get some groundwork, with him and get a feel for who he is as a person and what's important to him. And I just felt like after the first year that I did it, it made even more of an impact than I would have expected. And ever since then, I've continued to do it, and the little disruption, obviously, pandemic year, lockout last year, wasn't capable of doing these things, but I picked back up this season, and I feel like, it does a lot for the rapport and the attempt to really start to build a good foundation of trust with the player, giving me the best chance to reach and connect them and help them with whatever information I might have. Well, once spring training started, I felt like I already had a head start, And so that first year, I remember I went to see Blake Snell, Jalen Beeks, Hunter Wood, Matt Andrees, Jake Faria, and Nathan Eovaldi. Nathan Eovaldi was the only one out of that group that I didn't have familiarity with or had the opportunity to coach in the past. And But it didn't matter. I wasn't just going to go see Nate. You know, I was going into a new role alongside players that I had familiarity with, but it was a new role. And so coming into that spring training, you know, the purpose of these trips, and a lot of times they are later in January where these guys are starting to prep for spring training, starting to throw bullpens. For example, you know, a couple weeks ago I was out in Arizona and I got a chance to see Pete Fairbanks throw a sideline on a Saturday over a weekend. But I also saw Garrett Kleffinger and Drew Rasmussen, but I had the opportunity to take both of them to dinner and to lunch. And you know, with Helen and with Stevie. So it had nothing to do with necessarily going out there to check in on where they were, you know, from the, you know, the standpoint of the player. It was just the personal side of it. And when you get to spring training and you're trying to manage, it's almost crisis management. There's a lot of different things that are going on. You know, but if you lay that foundation kind of early on about, you know, what this year looks like, here's some things, you know, player plan wise, here's some, you know, off-season focuses, but hey, here's also, let's grab some lunch and let's talk about nothing baseball related. Let's just see how you guys are doing. You know, if somebody had moved, if there's a baby on the way, or, you know, they've had a second child since the winter had begun, or any of those things, that's important. And it was Mike Krzyzewski, and I can't believe I'm a Carolina guy and I'm quoting Mike Krzyzewski, but I have a ton of respect for the guy. And he talks about this, and he talks about the importance of getting to know the player as people, you know, outside of, you know, the arena or outside of, you know, the field. And it really is, you know, one of the strongest, you know, ways that you can show a person respect when you recognize that, listen, these are human beings playing a sport. And I recognize that there's a lot of other things that go on in your lives outside of what everybody else simply sees. And I heeded his advice on some level, as well as other people that I had some, you know, some background with and that I trusted and had tons of respect for as a player. And that's kind of where we are today. And so long as I do this job, this will be something that'll certainly be a priority of mine in the off season. Well, I hope that it you know, it shows them that I care about them, and that, you know, the care and concern goes far beyond that of, you know, how successful they may be in a given start or a given relief appearance. Because I do, and you know, I also think that it helps create a warmth, you know, to the environment. And it's a tough job, you know. I mean, the microscope these guys are under is far more significant than anything that I experienced as a player. And I want these guys to feel comfortable. And I want them to know that I care more about what they do, you know, between the lines. And I hope that would show that. And I have had, you know, particular players share with me that they hadn't had coaches, you know, come and visit them in the off season. This isn't necessarily me wanting to be different than everybody else. This is just something that I feel, you know, carries a significant importance.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're wondering how well this has worked, let's hear from three top starters in Tyler, Shane, and Drew as they outline what this personal touch has done for them.
From like the second I got over here, I was like someone I trusted a lot. I think just being a tall guy and just, I don't know, just knowing all the stuff he knows. And I think like just the amount that he really cares and like wants you to get better. I think he's just like such a perfectionist, and he cares about your career just as much as you. And I just, he's just an awesome dude to have around. He's just easy to trust, easy to listen to. He's definitely one of my good friends. Like, he's just a dude that, even if we didn't like talk about pitching, he wasn't my pitching coach, he's just someone you want to spend your time with. And I think that's probably the most important thing, like as a coach, like I think the best thing about him and all the coaches here is like there is no like I'm coach player relationship. It's like we are two people, and like I just think that comes with when you're confident about like knowing what you can do. Like as a coach, he's confident, he knows he's good, so he doesn't have to be like this, like, you know, like he doesn't have to like instill all this like hierarchy type stuff, I guess. I don't even know how to explain it, but he's just a really good friend and happens to know like a ton about pitching. So
it's one of those things where, you know, the guy will go out of his way for you off the field and on the field, and the off the field stuff, it 100% translates. You know, it's if Snide just telling me something, I know he's looking out for me, and I know I should probably listen to it and try and do everything I can to make that happen. It's changed my career. You know, my mechanics have changed so much, I feel like, since when I first came into the league in 2020. And, you know, Snide's was instrumental in helping me clean it up, throw more strikes, you know, improving my stuff, and, you know, kind of giving me a better understanding of the game. And I don't think I'd be here without Cal Snyder.
I mean, I think he understands to get the best out of people, you got to build relationships. And so his ability to, you know, care about you first as a human being and then second as a baseball player is phenomenal. He's truly looking out for me as a person, and I know that, and I trust him, and he's been able to build that personal relationship. And then on top of it, it makes going to the field every day more enjoyable. It makes coming to the field and getting better easier. He's the best when it comes to, you know, helping explain the data and analytics side of baseball, but also putting it into practice when you're on the mound and just giving you simple cues that can help you just figure out exactly what we're looking for on the mound. His ability to explain and just help guys develop is second to none, and it's just, you know, it's the best.
This year, Kyle went to Washington State, going from one corner of the country to the other. And as he recalled, he's done that a number of times, covering plenty of miles with some support.
I think I took three straight trips to see Blake Snell in Seattle. I know I did, actually, 18, 19, and 20. You know, but yeah, Seattle is definitely the furthest. And then a lot of times I'm jamming them all in a few days, you know, so that I can come back here. And the guys that are local, like, you know, I mean, Tyler Glasnow and Shane McClanahan have been at the Trop along with Colin Poche, you know, most of this offseason. So I've been able to see at least one, if not both, of their sides per week, and then find opportunities between those to go, you know, make some trips and see some guys. But I have a very understanding wife. Victoria has been through the ringer in terms of just the job as a player, you know, the transition into a coach throughout the minor leagues, and now, you know, now that I'm a coach at the big league level, and she understands the commitment. You know, it's a little bit of time away from her and Luke, my six-year-old son, but they also understand that it carries a great importance to me, and getting to know these players as people is, you know, is part of kind of the fulfilling aspect of the job. I want to develop deep, meaningful relationships to give myself the best opportunity to be able to reach the player. And she definitely realizes that, you know, that is something that, you know, I hold in high regard, and, you know, I'm very passionate about the job. Maybe a little obsessive at times, but, you know, a lot of that obsession is kind of really driven by the importance of establishing these relationships. And, you know, that way, if you do get to the point where you earn the respect and then the trust follows, you know, the relationship is, you know, is strong enough, and the depth of it is strong enough that it can bear the weight of truth, and that has to happen, right? I mean, I have to be able to share with these guys things that they need to hear and that aren't always the easiest things to hear. And, you know, with that respect, with that trust, with that effort, you know, I think, you know, it helps in that regard. And doesn't mean those conversations are easy still, but, you know, I would hope that, you know, they would understand that, it, you know, if the care and concern was there to begin with, They know the care and concern is coming through that truth to be able to get them, you know, beyond a hurdle or, you know, to the next step in their careers. And it's generally, in my opinion at least, you know, been received better as a result.
And these visits have clearly had an impact. And as Kyle shared in one visit, there's been some humor too.
When I first visited Nathan Evaldi in 2018, I'd gotten in at like 4:30 in the morning, and he was talking about meeting him at his workout facility at 5:30 in Houston. And I think that year I played catch with almost every guy that I got the opportunity to visit with, and then followed with lunch or breakfast or whatever. I knew Nathan was, you know, kind of had one motor, and, you know, it was like, you know, 12 cylinders all the time. And, you know, I remember playing catch with him in this really dimly lit facility, and he's throwing like full effort. And I felt like I was on skates and needed a new set of glasses after that. But he and I still joke about that to this day. I was scared, and, but it was just one of those things that, you know, listen, I'm going to come here. I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do, regardless of the situation. And, you know, if I got to use the leather on my hand to protect myself and not necessarily always catch the ball, I'll do that. You know, but, you know, nothing really out of the ordinary, you know, that's occurred on any of these trips, but just kind of the importance of, you know, again, making them and letting them know that the care and concern definitely does extend much beyond, you know, who they are as a player.
It's clear how much Kyle cares about his guys, and that translates. In the off season, he's spending time at Tropicana Field and going here, there, and everywhere. But he was quick to point out during this ride, he's not the only one.
Generally, you know, our athletic training staff's the hardest working department. They're always here right at the 1st of January. They make trips as well to see certain guys that might have been injured in the previous season and kind of seeing how they're progressing. You know, but it gives me a chance to sit down and, you know, talk with Joe about kind of where some of the guys are when the off-season calls are made. And, you know, they're always here. So that's another benefit, you know, because a lot of what we're doing in spring training is trying to manage those first 10 days and give them an opportunity, give the players the best opportunity to lay a proper foundation before we actually start to put load on them. So the more information that we have about where they are, the better prepared we are to be able to manage the player. You know, it's all in the prep, just like a player. The more you're prepared as a coach, the more confidence you have.
And with the groundwork laid this offseason by Kyle, baseball operations, and the players, there's plenty of reasons to believe this will be another successful group on the mound in 2023. Thanks again to Kyle for his willingness to share behind the scenes, as well as Tyler, Shane, and Drew. And special thanks to Jacob Lovelace, Caitlin Young, and Creative Services for sharing the audio from the ride-along and for miking up the players after their bullpen sessions at Tropicana Field. Make sure to go to the Rays social media channels and catch this video so you can see the pictures that amplify and add color to what you just heard. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk with you soon.